Good morning, my friends. I am disgusted, and so should you be. I am going to call out everybody who voted against veterans' gun rights. And if you're not fired up about this, you probably need to check yourself, because what is happening to the veterans is happening to non-veterans next. Yesterday, I did a video that, for some reason, not a lot of people thought was important. And that was an amendment to the spending bill, specifically for the VA, in which the VA has been using backdoor gun control to disarm veterans who just happen to check a box that say they need a little bit of help on the fiduciary side, the money side, maybe handling their finances, helping them pay some bills for whatever reason. Maybe they have an injury that prevents that, or they check the box by accident. In fact, Thomas Massie went over that ad nauseum yesterday. Watch that video. I'll pin it above. And you should be pissed off about this, America. Absolutely furious. 100, I'm looking at the roll call right now, 193 representatives in the United States House of Representatives voted to keep disarming veterans. Let that sink in while I say it again. 193 traitors to the Constitution of the United States of America voted to disarm the very people they got rich off sending to war. Does that sound a little better for you? Are you pissed off? Because they keep doing it to the veterans, they're going to keep moving it down the line to get different segments. That includes you and me. So the amendment that had this in it, in which was looking to stop the federal government from doing this, to stop the VA from doing, because it's a rule, it's not a law, the amendment passed. It passed 211 to 193. That means 211 House of Representative members of Congress, decided, you know what, the Constitution says what it says, and these folks should not be disarmed just because they need a little help on the fiduciary side. But 193, again, 193 said, you know what, screw the veterans, we don't need them anymore. One of those was a Republican, Fitzpatrick out of Pennsylvania. He's pretty much a Democrat. He votes against guns all the time. He's a scumbag. 192 Democrats, not all of them, almost all of them, seven Democrats voted to adopt this amendment, stopping the VA from doing this. Now, I'm going to give them their props, because I always trash people. Let me give these seven Democrats their 30 seconds of fame here. Representatives Queller, Texas, Vicente Gonzalez, Texas, Golden from Maine, Peltola from Alaska, Perez from Washington, Vasquez from New Mexico, and Vesey from Texas. Those Democrats said that, you know what, the Second Amendment's for everybody, whether or not Congress is afraid of them being in the population. And you can take that however you think it was meant. But Congress fears armed veterans. Wonder why. So this amendment was number 10. It was the amendment was brought by Representative Eli Crane. Thank you, sir, who was working diligently behind the scenes with the GOA. And I know NAGR was in favor of this as well. I didn't really see many posts. I kind of took yesterday to spend time with family, but I didn't see many posts from others. But perhaps they're out there. But I know GOA is working hard with not only Eli Crane, but Jim Jordan and Chip Roy and other members to right the wrongs. So this is passed. This amendment is passed. It is now officially part of the bill. The bill eventually will get voted on, and because it's a spending bill, you know how that goes. It will pass. It'll have to go to the Senate, and the Senate will do their thing. But herein lies another issue. The commander-in-chief of the military, the leader of our military, and supposedly a stalwart defender and helper of our veterans, he already said he's going to veto it if this makes it through, because he thinks veterans should be disarmed as well. So I hope you are absolutely fired up about this. The problem is not enough people are. I need you to understand we need more advocates out here. It can't just be a few of us doing it. It can't just be GOA and FPC and SAF and NAGR and sometimes NRA. It just can't be your state one, your state orgs fighting for your state. You need to be involved. There's a ton of different ways you can do it, from helping us make phone calls when it's needed and reaching out with emails when it's needed, to seeing your members face to face during office hours. You might need to drive a little bit. You might need to make life uncomfortable to keep our liberty. Our forefathers made life very uncomfortable to secure our liberty. The very least we can do is be uncomfortable to maintain it. So with that said, if you're going to be in Atlanta, I am such a glutton for punishment, man. I am such a glutton for punishment. I'm heading back to Atlanta. what is today? Today's Wednesday. I'm flying out tomorrow. Last minute decision. I'm heading to Atlanta again, even though they broke into my truck and caused $4,000 in damage. And I won't see my truck again till mid-July. I'm going back down for Blade Show. I've never been to a Blade Show. A friend of mine, Jason Knight, Master Bladesmith, you might know him from Forged in Fire. One of the judges will help create the show. He's going to be there. He's got a broken leg from a motorcycle wreck he was in, and we're glad that he's still with us because it was bad. But I'm going to go there and support my friend. And if you're out there and you come to Blade Show, please say hi. It's not really my typical normal event, so if you do see me, stop me. I probably won't be working. while we're talking about being an advocate, guys and gals, seriously, if you're going to be serious about this, a great way to get a start is to get some serious education and training on it. Come on out to Goals. In August, GOA, Gun Owners of America, is holding their first ever Goals event. And you can actually learn how to be an advocate. They have workshops and stuff like that where you can learn how to fight for our rights. So if you'll be there, it's gunowners.org/goals. I'll put a link down below. They don't even know I'm mentioning it. But I'll be there. I know a lot of people from the industry will be there. A lot of people who are fighting the fight will be there. And you can learn how to join the crew. I appreciate each and every single one of y'all. Seriously, I am raising my glass to you, the viewer, the Americans who love liberty like I do and who want to maintain our liberty at all costs like I do. I love each and every single one of you. God bless you. Be safe, stay vigilant, and carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. That's what it's all about. You know, we're not vigilantes. But we are stalwart defenders of liberty at all costs. Take care.